What else do you want to know?
Yeah. I'm a runner. I've been a runner for, gosh, 5-6 years.
This is my neighbor, Lucy Berry. She works in the healthcare industry here in Omaha, and she was training for her 7th half marathon before the crisis hit and her race was canceled. She explains how it feels to be all trained up with nowhere to race.
Honestly, very disappointing. And I understand the need for it, and I'm a big supporter of, yeah, we should not be socializing in large groups. So I really understand it. And obviously there's bigger issues than us not being able to run a race.
Lucy explains why she does and why she still runs.
It's a really great tool to just kind of decompress and kind of separate yourself from the day. I think it's a great mental recharge.
I'm not necessarily like a runner that gets out there because I love to run, but I love the feeling of running and I love the community of running.
This is Jennifer Snyder from the Lincoln Track Club.
The Lincoln Track Club has been around since 1975, and we were formed as a group of running enthusiasts.
The Lincoln Track Club hosts the Lincoln Marathon and the Lincoln Half Marathon. They were all set to go this May until the crisis hit and all large events had to be canceled.
When the governor declared that Nebraska was in a state of emergency, then we were like, we have to cancel or postpone. There was a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls going on with what do we do, what do we do? Because we've never had to cancel the race in 42 years.
Wow. How did that make you guys feel? What was morale like around this time?
You know, you're just like, what do you do? Because part of it, even if things open up and we're okay, we would be okay to have the race on May 3rd. I don't think realistically you could have done it just because everybody would have been stressed out. Not only that, your chain of supplies would have been stressed out because there's no cleaning supplies, there's no toilet paper, your food supplies dwindled. So, I mean, I think realistically you couldn't do it. So it was pretty stressful. That was a stressful week, really.
Jennifer talks about how many people were signed up to do the race and how this will affect the economy in Lincoln as a whole.
When we decided to cancel the race, we had around 7,000 people signed up. We typically have around 10,000 run the race. Lincoln as a whole, the marathon is one of the bigger events in Lincoln. That's not a Husker event.
Yeah, because that's like thousands of people that, you know, don't get a hotel room and then don't go to the coffee shops and the restaurants.
And they're all
struggling a lot at the moment because of this unprecedented time that we're in. So this has larger effects than just having a race being canceled.
One of the coffee shops was telling me that marathon weekend, they actually do better than they do on a football Saturday because people are coming from out of town. Runners tend to drink a lot of coffee. But they said that people are just downtown and they're staying downtown and they're buying downtown. So it is one of the better weekends revenue wise. So, I mean, it's going to hurt Lincoln in that regard. For sure.
Lucy explained that she is still planning on running the distance on the same day her race was supposed to be, only she will do it virtually while practicing social distancing.
Obviously, there's still virtual runs and you can still report your times and still, you know, have that satisfaction of doing it. You know, you submit your times and you get your medal and, you know, it's kind of like they're trying to do the best they can. You know, it's kind of late in the game, so they've already invested lots of money into these races and lots of time and energy. So they've got to just do the best they can with it, I guess.
Jennifer explained how the Lincoln Track Club is going to go about doing their virtual run.
You can go out, you know, track it with one of your apps like Strava, your Garmin, Fitbit. You will submit the date that you ran, the time, and then from there we will be able to generate results.
I asked Lucy if she was excited to get her virtual medal.
Yeah, I'm actually not sure if it's a real medal or a virtual medal, but either way, it'll be an accomplishment, I guess.
According to Jennifer, it sounds like they will be getting real medals.
We plan to have a party when it's appropriate to be able to like give you your medals and your shirts.
What do you think the next in-person race is going to feel like when things calm down?
I think there's going to be a very electric energy in the air when we all get to get out and do something that we love.
For KIOS Omaha Public Radio, I'm Joshua LeBure.